Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Francis.
My dear friend.
You are my dear friend. You are so dear to me that if I only knew you as a celebrity, a podcaster, I would still think you were my friend. That's how relatable you are.
Really?
Yeah.
What you think of me as a celebrity?
I would say you're a celebrity. Yeah. How do you define what a celebrity is?
No, I mean, I was just saying when you think about me, you think celebrity.
Yeah, I go. I think my friend
Francis, whenever I'm around you, you're just like thinking, wow, he's a celebrity.
Why do I look over to my left? Why not or my right? You're just looking at, why do you look over to the right when you say, ah, oh, celebrity?
Well, I was actually, my Zoom camera is actually mirrored, so it was actually my left. But what you're saying is that you get a bit starstruck
when I see you.
My presence.
No, I don't get starstruck when I see you. But when I see you, when I think of you, when your name flashes up on my WhatsApp,
you think, I wonder if he'll give me an autograph.
What, over WhatsApp?
A digital signature. Okay, do you mind if I get an e-cig?
An e-cigarette that I can smoke.
An e-cig? That's what I thought an e-cig is an e-signature.
I don't know. When was the last?
I thought an e-cig is what you put on PDFs.
Can you remember? Okay, we obviously did Made in Chelsea. You did it 10 years ago now, nearly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can you remember the first ever picture anyone came up to you and asked for? Yeah, you can't you?
When the first episode came out, Fred and I, we got together and
you hooked up?
We watched the first episode together. Uh-huh. And then we were like, right, and we were like, got really drunk on, we had like a vase full of gin and tonic. and then we like watched it and we were like, right, okay, great, let's go get recognized. And we were walking around being like, why is anyone fucking, did anyone fucking watch this? Or
I remember when I had just done like the first series of Made Chelsea and I thought, wow, I'm famous.
I was like, I'm not going to be able to go anywhere. Just, oh God. I just wish I could take it back.
I remember when I got recognized when I had done the first series. I was like, God, this is it. And my parents were like, we're going to go skiing. So they took us on a skiing trip. And I got to the airport with my dad, my sisters, my brother, everyone. And in the airport, I remember I was like, this is it. This is the moment where they're gonna see me in my full glory. God, I'm going to be stopped at security. They're going to take me through like a VIP thing. None of that happened. And I was like, God, I'm really disappointing them now. And then at last, when I was in duty free with my family, someone came up to me. And all my family, they were all at the till paying for all the stuff. And I was, and yeah. They were like, can we have a photo? And I was like, what? You want a photo? Hey, you want a photo of...
Oh, well, you want a photo? That's embarrassing.
Hey, you want a photo...
Mum.
Hey, you want a photo of me? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but actually my mum and my family can take it.
But, and now, so... and now, 10 years later.
Do you still get really annoyed when people don't recognize you?
I never get. Why would I ever get annoyed?
There was a period where you'd get like livid if people didn't.
What do you mean? How angry would I get?
You were just furious and you wouldn't talk. Like you'd be like silent for like an hour. Do you not remember?
No, I don't remember those days. I don't remember those days.
Do you when people like asked me for a photo, not you? You were like seething.
I now don't. I get embarrassed when people ask for a photo. I get a little bit embarrassed when they.
Well, I've always been embarrassed.
Yeah, the most embarrassing time, if we're really going back into history and things like that, is the most embarrassing time is when we won our BAFTA.
You mean my BAFTA? Sorry.
Not your BAFTA. Yeah. We all won the BAFTA. So
well, you were. It was great that you could be there to support me winning my BAFTA.
I didn't support you. We all won it.
I know, but I accepted it. It's fine.
We all won the BAFTA together. Oh, hold on, my room service has just come in. One second, I'm just gonna have to. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Could you come back in a little bit? Gracias. Anyway, just going back to the BAFTA moment, one of the most embarrassing times to all of our listeners. Yes, we did. We won a BAFTA for Made in Chelsea. And it was very exciting. We were all in the auditorium and you have these incredible people there who are incredible actors. And anyway, they went.
And Alan Sugar.
And Alan Sugar. And Holly Willoughby gets on stage to give the award for best. What was it? What was our? What category were we in?
Best lead performance in a starring role. And then I accepted it.
Francis won it. Anyway, it was. I think it was scripted reality or something like that. I think that.
No, it was structured factual. Maybe. You didn't even. I guess you don't know.
I love it that you're still living the old days, though. That shows what you're like. You're still reminiscing.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, accepting a BAFTA was one of my career highs so far.
You've had a lot of highs since then. You've had a lot of highs.
Every day.
Yeah, when we lived together, you had a lot of highs.
No, I mean, I every day I find a new high. Yesterday, I shorted Tesla right at the top. That was a high.
And for the mere muggle, what do you mean shorted it?
I sold short just before it crashed.
Hey, well done.
Yeah.
Was that a little high for you?
That was really high. Yeah, it's still running. The trade is still running.
Anyway, we then get Holly Willoughby announces, and the winner is Made in Chelsea. And firstly, we made the biggest cheer out of anyone.
No one else was cheering. They were going, oh.
Yeah, they were
it was more of a collective groan. Oh.
But also what I realise is that people spend their entire lives trying to get a BAFTA or an Oscar or things like that. And perhaps it's not as exciting. Once you win it, it's like, whoa. But then afterwards, you'll be like, okay. And then we went to a nightclub afterwards with our BAFTAs and we put them in.
Yeah, we were putting, we had all the BAFTAs like in the ice bucket.
And we were holding them in the air, going, woo, got a freaking BAFTA to everyone in the nightclub.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun. I guess obnoxious if any of the people, like if Alan Sugar had been in that nightclub, he would have been really upset.
Yeah, he would have been livid looking at us on our table.
I think he probably still talks about it with his friends about how we beat him to the BAFTA.
We beat him to the BAFTA.
Yeah.
Listen.
Sorry, Alan.
What would you like to say to Alan Sugar if you saw him? So he comes in and goes, Francis, you, I can't even do his accent, but he's saying to you that he's irritated still to this day that we won the BAFTA. What would you say to him?
I'd say, have you got any TV aerials for sale? You got any good, decent TV aerials? Is that what he sells?
Why would he?
I thought he sells TV boxes.
TV aerials or TV boxes? Which one?
I don't know. He sells one of them. I don't know.
Hey, listen, we like to do these bonus episodes. We were trying to release them every single Wednesday because it's a nice time to kind of really reflect on our podcast and how many episodes we've done, but also really interact with the lovely listeners, the private parties. Yeah.
Well, it's difficult to interact with them, isn't
no,
it?
No, we
on a podcast.
No, we can interact with them. We're interacting with them now. Hey, Jude. Hey, John. How you guys doing? You having a lovely day? See, that's interacting with them right there. You know, and what we do have is we have some questions from.
Yeah, go on.
Go on what?
Go on, read the question.
Well, I'm leading into it. Don't freaking hell. You're so hasty nowadays. Lockdown has got you very hasty.
I've got one bar left on this recorder, so I'm...
What? Well, as in the battery's about to run out.
Yeah.
So you want me to hurry up with the questions just in case it suddenly runs out. Yeah. Okay, so these are questions from social, which we very much appreciate. Now, if you do want to get in touch with us on social with different questions, because every single Wednesday we want to read out some from you guys, because we do appreciate you listening to us every single week, and hopefully we make it cheerful for you. So we got some questions. Here we go, from Ian_2882_T1LT. He says, who would win in a fight between you and I? Or we know.
I'll let you answer that.
Well, obviously me.
Yeah.
Depends if it was boxing or if it was mixed.
Why also do kickboxing? So
yeah, that's not boxing, that's using your feet. If it's purely boxing.
Yeah, you think you'd win?
I'd win, yeah. I'd beat you in a boxing fight. But if it was mixed martial art,
like if it was a street fight.
What? So you could pick up a weapon?
No, street fight, like as in no holds barred. Street
yeah,
fight.
So if you could pick up a weapon, is that what you're...
No weapons. My fists are my weapons.
Yeah, so are mine. I think having a boxing record of one win and two losses.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. I used to do a bit of boxing when I was at school, but I...
Who does boxing at school?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I lived in the States. I had a my grandfather was a boxer.
Age were you when you were boxing in America?
12, 13.
You and Mike Tyson, pretty much the only two people.
No. So I had a boxing. I had a bat, like a boxing bag in my garage, and I used to box the bag. My grandfather taught me all the different strikes.
You also lived alone in your garage, so you lived alone at 12 years old in America. Hey, in my garage.
No. It was my. Well, I guess all right to be pedantic. It was my family's garage.
You had a little boxing bag. I think France is very good at jiu-jitsu, so you would possibly win in a fight. The funniest fight I've ever seen is when Spencer Matthews and I did our boxing fight, not against each other, against two different opponents. Spencer was going back and forward for, I reckon, about 8 hours, saying how he's going to win, and then he got knocked out with a jab.
Oh.
The guy jabbed him, and he got knocked out.
Hey, but you know, like a well-placed jab... Is a dangerous
thing.
It's
deadly. I agree with you. Right, we got another one from Susie Forrester. What fictional character from a book or film would you invite on the podcast? That's quite good. Who would you...
From a book or a film?
Yeah, from a book or a film. You would invite...
Francisco Danconia.
Who's that?
From Atlas Shrugged.
You would invite that person on the podcast?
Yeah. He's such a great orator.
No, I reckon...
And he's a legend. He's so cool.
I reckon you'd invite the mastermind in Saw. That's what you'd like that. You'd like,
what is that?
Have you never watched Saw?
No.
You've never seen Saw?
No, I never saw it.
You never saw it? So you never seen Saw 1, 2, or 3? It's where they get trapped in a room and they have to work their way out without dying.
No, no, but I did the Crystal Maze.
You're comparing the Crystal Maze to Saw. The Crystal Maze also is not what it's cracked up to be when you get on it. Oh,
yeah. Do you know I won the Crystal Maze? And actually, we had the highest ever celebrity score.
Really?
I got a crystal. I got
the highest ever celebrity score as well. So obviously they're lying.
But you did it before me.
I did it before you. That's very true. Who did you do it with? yeah.
I did it with... Yeah. Don't put me on the spot like
yeah, who did you do it with? Go on.
You just got to watch it. I can't spoil it because it's not been out yet.
Who did you do it with? Go on, name one other person.
It's not been announced.
Name one other person you did it with.
What?
What do you mean what? You heard exactly what I said. Name one other person you did it with. Who was it? Yeah? Still waiting. Still waiting.
Joel Dommett. Joel Dommett.
Yeah. And who was the other person? There's always a girl who does it. There's always a woman. So who is the woman?
Yeah. I can't remember. You have to watch it. It's actually I'm breaching my contract now by telling you who's on it before it's been aired.
Okay.
But do you want to see my crystal? Do you want to see my actual the crystal?
No, no. Well, the listeners can't see it. So we believe you. I've got one too. Right. Here's another question from Susie. Oh no. Here's another question from Apple by Y Noah. Does size matter? What do you think he's talking? If he's Noah, he's probably talking about his ark. So if it's a
does size matter?
Yeah, but it's Noah, so he's obviously talking about Noah's ark. And obviously, if you're going to get all the animals on the ark, then yeah, size definitely matters.
Wait, is the question, does size matter?
Yeah, that's all the question is. Does size matter?
Well, it depends, what it is. I mean, I guess if you're talking about...
an ark.
Cocks.
As in...
But male chickens, then, you want a big cock to protect the flock.
Is it called a flock? It's not called a flock.
Yeah.
A flock of chickens.
It's called a flock of chickens. What do you think it was? It's not a herd.
A herd of chickens would be too good. Okay. Another one from Harriet _ Flitton. Would you rather have 4 feet or 4 hands?
I would rather have 4 hands.
Yeah. Why? What would you do with your 4 hands?
Well, because 4 hands, you have 2 extra opposable thumbs. That means you can do twice the amount of work.
Well, like making bread? Like, what do you mean? What other work would you better do?
So, like, I could be writing and also doing stuff on the computer and then also cooking and also masturbating.
I reckon that combo would be quite tricky. I reckon if you were doing all these things while masturbating, that would be pretty hard.
Yeah, but I'd save a lot of time, wouldn't I?
Okay, what's the most embarrassing moment that you have ever had? God, I remember when I went to a party when I was younger. And
oh, yeah, that must have been embarrassing.
No, it wasn't embarrassing that I was at the party. It was actually quite sweet that I was at the party. Everyone loved me at the party. But I thought it'd be funny to push over a portaloo.
Oh yeah.
And there was someone in it, a girl called Claudia, and like she was covered in waste, and that was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, you pushed over a girl in a portaloo?
Yeah, I didn't notice anyone was in the portaloo, but I pushed it over.
Did she know it was you?
No, I didn't. I just walked off with my friend Henry without telling anyone, and she had to climb out of it like an obstacle race.
Does she know now?
Well, she does now. She listens to the podcast. So, hey, Claudia, sorry about pushing you in that portaloo. Have you ever been?
You know, I think that's illegal.
Also, yeah. Portaloos are the most vile things in the world. Terrible things. Don't want to get in those. Okay, here's another question. You ready for this? Kimmy, 3333. If you could pick anyone you know to swap lies with, who would it be? Don't say it, Francis.
Who?
Well, listen, let me give you the question again. If you could swap lives with anyone in the world, who would it be? Come on, big guy.
Wait, what do you mean by no?
No, you don't have to know them, but probably, I suppose you would want to know them. Who would it be? Go on, just say it. Go on.
Anyone I know. I don't really want to swap lives with anyone. I quite like my life.
But if you had to.
I've got things to do.
Yeah, but if you
swap lives, all those things wouldn't get done.
Yeah, but if you had to, listen, if you had to do it and you have to know them.
Yeah.
Who would it be? Yeah.
Probably Joel Dommett.
Why would you swap it with Joel Dommett?
Because he's got. I like his podcast. Have you heard? Have you been on his podcast?
I haven't been on his podcast. Have you?
Why not?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We just haven't found the time to do it. So, I know.
AKA,
listen,
he's not asked you.
Yeah, he has asked me. I just haven't had time to do it. Listen, Joel Dommett likes me way more than he likes you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%.
Well,
yeah, I can try. If I phoned Joel Dommett now, he'd pick up and he'd say that straight to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it, am I? Because that would be weird. Hey, listen, those are all the questions from social. As I always say, if you want to get in touch, please get in touch via DMs at Private Podcast. We'd like to hear from you. We can read them out every single Wednesday.
Why did you say like rather than love?
All right. Love is a strong... Fine, I do. Hey, I do. I love them.
We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. So please get in touch on our Instagram or Twitter, again, at Private Podcast. Write any questions that you want, anything at all, and we'll answer them on the episode every single Wednesday for our bonus ones. But Francis, that's the end of our bonus episode. Once again...
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? Here we go where?
Here we go.
Here we
go again.
What, you want to start again?
That's it.
You want to start again? Is that what you're saying?
No, that was good. That was good. What is that thing on your side table there?
Where?
Right behind you.
A bottle.
What is it? What is in the bottle?
Water.
No, there's like a little, it's like a jar of something.
I don't know. What is it?
Are these pills?
Probably vitamins, if anything.
Yeah, vitamins.
What do you think they are?
Don't know.
What are you alluding to? That I have like...
Okay, we got it. Jamie, look, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off because we've got to wrap this up.
All right, everybody, listen. We'll see you on Friday for another brand new episode of Private Parts. Make sure you tune in. And until then...
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.